Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our new friend who's joining us. Chris Gaddis is here, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is someone that I've met recently. Even he and I have gotten to know each other in the fairly recent weeks and found out a little bit more about him. Found out he's got an outstanding new book that I wanted you to know about. Invited him to be on the show. Chris is a business consultant. He's been doing this now for, golly, almost 30 years. He founded Blue Point Strategies back in the 80s. And his book is called Business Startup 101, From Great Idea to Profits, Quick. And he's our new friend, Chris Gaddis. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. It was great seeing you a couple of weeks ago when I was over there visiting with the good folks in Huntsville, Alabama, where you are, and speaking to that group. WTKI had me over there along with the Women's Business Center, and you were there, and we had a great time. Thanks for the hospitality.
You're most welcome. We were glad to have you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hey, Chris, I'm really proud of you for your book. I'm proud that you've written your book and that you focused it on startups, because if there's one thing that it seems to me has not changed, small business owners are still mostly getting off the ground the wrong way. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I wrote the book. After coaching with literally hundreds of people who wanted to start a business, I was recreating stuff, you know, templates, worksheets, models for them to use. And finally I said, you know, this is crazy. I'm going to write this stuff down and put it all in a notebook and something I can make copies of and give to them, and that's how it sort of started, and
right.
Eventually it ended up being a book. And I wanted to have all of the resources in one place for the small people, that I think don't get caught up in the SBA statistics.
Right.
You hear all these statistics about the millions of people that start and how many of them fail. I think most of the people don't even show up in the statistics. There's way more people who just never actually pull the trigger and get going.
Right.
Because they don't get there. They don't have the resources.
Why do you think small business owners get started off on the wrong foot? Is it obviously lack of information? Or if they had the information, they would do the right thing. But why don't they ask? Why don't they learn? Why don't they do more? Is it impatience? What do you think it is?
I think some of it's impatience. Some of it is they just don't know what the right questions to ask are. They don't know how to look at their model and determine whether or not it's viable. Those of us who have, sort of financial backgrounds, we've been around business and, so forth for a long time, we understand that, you have to have a customer and you have to make profits,
mm-hmm.
and this doesn't make any sense. But a lot of time they have this sort of conceptualized fantasy of what this business might be.
Right.
It's not grounded in reality, and they don't know how to get there.
Is there one of the things I've said, Chris, for a long time, is there is in the entire marketplace, and I mean this without qualification, there is no harder job than being a small business owner. And it doesn't matter whether you're a startup or whether you are a mature company, there is no harder job. And I believe that most people don't realize that it is actually that hard. Anything could be that hard. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. They see successful people and they think, well,
that looks easy.
I can do it. or they work for a company and they say, this boss of mine, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's crazy. He runs this company nuts. I can do this.
I think part of them look at Jim Blasingame and he said, man, if that guy can do it, anybody can do it.
Sure. And they don't realize, all of the hundreds of complicating factors that are involved. And I think most of the times that this this question becomes a problem for hopeful entrepreneurs because they just don't really understand what all is involved.
Right. Well, and you know, in a way that's good because, I've had people say, how did you do that? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. So in a way, some things that we don't know, if you and I knew everything that was going to hit us in the face, we probably would never do it. So some things it's almost good, but you still have to come in. You have to start with certain fundamentals, don't you?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Talk to us about some of those.
In my book, the first thing I talk about is your personal finances and your family relationships. And when I was writing the book, and my wife kept asking me, why do you spend so much time about that on your book? I said, well, that's one of the things that people, don't really factor into their equation is how much of my personal effort is going to have to be expended to make this business successful.
The business weaves a fine seam between itself and your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I talk to people all the time that say, well, I'm not going to get my family involved in this. and you just have to chuckle because
that's pretty funny.
It's just nonsense. They have to be. Your family has to support you. You're going to miss little league games and dance recitals.
Right.
As hard as you try to keep a balance in your life, there's sometimes where that's just going to be a necessity. If you want your business to be successful,
you're gonna come home depressed and struggling and tired and defeated and one day and the next day you're going to be high as a kite. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, and you've got to have you have to have a support structure to help you with that. And most people have a family who are very supportive of what they're doing, and that makes things a whole lot easier. It certainly doesn't make it easy, but it takes some of the stress away from you.
Right.
But if you don't have that support, you're in real trouble.
Right.
Or if your family says, no, don't do this. We don't want you to do this.
Right.
You really need to scratch your head a little bit.
If your family does not support you, and I don't just mean, folks, we don't just mean, sort of leaving you alone. If they don't support you, if you can't get some kind of encouragement, if you can't get some kind of acceptance of what you're having to deal with, and helping to lick your wounds and bandage you up and put you back together at night so you can go back out and slay the dragon the next day, it's going to be real hard, isn't it, Chris?
Right. And it's not that you're going to ask your kids how to make a business decision,
right,
but you do want their understanding of what you're doing and what this is
right.
all about.
The book is called Business Startup 101. Chris, where is it available? Quickly.
The easiest place is to go to the book website, businessstartup101.com.
All right, so check it out,
folks.
You can
also get it on Amazon.
We're going to talk some more about this with our new friend, Chris Gaddis, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.